said, you will not lose your salvation in me, Jesus speaking. Why? Because you have passed from dead to life. And he went ahead and said, the Father who has given you to me is greater than all. The mission of Jesus is to save men from sin. The mission of Jesus is to save men from sin. And which automatically become our mission, because upon his resurrection, he gave us a royal mandate, which is go into the world and preach the gospel to all nations. He that believeth and is baptized is saved. And he added by saying, teaching them to observe whatsoever thing I've commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. Hallelujah. So the mission of Jesus is what we just saw. And remembered, we said yesterday, we began from John chapter 14 verse 10. When he told them, believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, and the word that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the work. I in my Father, the Father in me, speaks of union. And the Bible say in the book of Romans, chapter 5 verse 1, being justified by faith, we have union with him. So that same union, we have it. Glory to God. So he said, I in the Father in me, and you in me. So we are all in him. Who is the head of principalities and power. Glory to God. And in us say, he that believeth in me, the works that I do, he will do, and greater will he do. So, and we begin to observe and study what were the work of Jesus. And yesterday we saw that the work of Jesus was, he went all the synagogue doing what? Preaching and teaching. And there was a supernatural manifestation in his teaching and preaching, which is he healed all that were oppressed of the devil. Glory to God. So he was going about. Acts chapter 10 verse 38. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with what? With power. Who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. It's important. But looking at the mission of Jesus to save men from sin, and that mission he has committed unto you, unto I, all of us. And we saw that in Paul's writing in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17. If any man is in Christ, is a new creature. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Next verse, verse 18. All things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself. And therefore he has given us the ministry of reconciliation. Verse 19. To wit, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world to himself. And therefore he has given us the word of reconciliation. And therefore, we are ambassador. So you represent him. You represent him. Glory to God. You are God's headquarter. You carry him. So, and Jesus knew that to do this work is not by power nor by might, but by the Spirit. So in John 14, he promised the gift of the Spirit. Hallelujah. So in John 14, he said to them, when you take it from verse 13, he said, whatsoever you shall ask in my name, That will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. And in verse 15, he now says, if you love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you and forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither know him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. He called the Spirit him. He called the Spirit him. Just like I shared with them in the discipleship center, a class this morning, I say, see, just like our Papa have also taught us, our Papa using the word, explaining Trinity to us, you see, I'm a pastor, and at the same time a father, and I'm a husband, still one man, but function at every given opportunity. As a father, he function. As a husband, he does. As a pastor, he minister. One person. That is the concept of Trinity, that the Father decided to become a man to die for us. Unto us a child is born, and unto us a son is given. So God became. So the incarnation is what we call the Son. And we saw him appear in the incarnation. How do I know? John chapter 1 verse 18. No man have seen God at any time except him, the Son, who has revealed him. He came to reveal him. Glory to God. So he promised the Spirit. And today the Spirit is no longer a promise. Don't forget, he will be with you and will be in you. Being with means him in the incarnation. In will be in the Spirit, in the Ruach, in the immaterial. And now, remember, he said, lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. With you has been in you now. Are you still here? Is he in you? Yeah. It's there. It's there. So, I am only recapping what we did yesterday in picking them one after another so that we can have and travel in the same frequency as we make progress right now. Glory to God. So, one thing was consistent in the teaching of yesterday, that Jesus was everywhere doing what? Preaching, teaching, healing, and casting out devils. Is that correct? Talk to me. Is that correct? Yes, sir. Uh-huh. So he's established. So we are looking at Jesus. And now I want to show you something quickly in that same Matthew 28. Let's look at verse 16 now. Then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee, into a mountain where Jesus had appointed them. Matthew 28:16. Verse 17. And when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. This was upon his word resurrection. Some doubt, while others worship. He appointed a place for them to gather, a meeting place where he would instruct them. A mountain where Jesus has appointed unto them. Take note of that. By way of precepts and practice, he reinforces the gathering of believers and the subsequent instruction that emerges from the leadership in those meetings. This is seen in his practice prior to his death and resurrection. Yet he don't change the method even upon his resurrection. So the method was never changed. It was still the same thing. There was instruction carrying out. Hallelujah. Now look at verse 18. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given to me in heaven and on earth. Of course, we have been taught well that all power wouldn't mean economic power, political power, spiritual power, like I was told years ago. That is not the power. When he say all power, he's not talking about just what I mentioned now. So when he say all power, he was talking about all the authority of the scripture is given to me. All the authority of the scripture is given to me. Because there is a mission to carry out. There is assignment await us. He now say, go ye therefore. In other words, he has given you what he have. Same authority. The same authority of the scripture has been handed over to you, the believer. And your job is to do what? Exercise your authority as God through you appealing to man for the saving of their soul. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Verse 20 says, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. Alright. The word teach was translated from the Greek word, like I said earlier, I think that was yesterday, matatis, which is M-A-T-H E-T-E-S, matatis, to teach, like you are spelling matis, matatis, M-A-T-H-E-T-E-S, which implies to make disciple, to make disciple. We are in the business of making. In the teaching of the laborers and the others, Papa taught us about net menders. We mend, because the gospel is to all the brokenhearted. We mend those that has been shattered, battered, brutal by the enemy. We mend them. Bring them to the light of this truth. Hallelujah. He gave them a responsibility to make student of all who believe in the gospel. How many of you went out just a while ago? You went out for evangelism. How did you feel when you did that? Sad? How did you feel? In fact, the word is fulfilled. Because you have just obeyed an instruction from the Lord. No man go out for evangelism and come back sad. No, there's this fulfillment and joy that always follow it, that you have obeyed God's word. Which means, at any time you obey God's instruction, what follows is that fulfillment and joy, gladness. Behold, how beautiful are the feet of them. So there is always joy in carry out this assignment. Glory to God. So anytime you are sad, just go for evangelism. Just go. They provoke you and you are very angry. Just calm down a while. Say, Father, thank you. She just provoked me. But I remembered there's an assignment on my head. Father, I said, go out now. God will move faster because he knows you are going to do his work. So go at night, souls be saved. My tongue is the pen of a ready writer. You have inscribed your word in my mouth already. I go in the power of the Holy Ghost. Hey, I'm telling you, anybody you meet, they just be getting saved anyhow. Because you are coming with a different force. You are very intentional about it. People must get saved today. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, there are spiritual things you do that cure some certain things that Satan bring your way. I'm telling you the truth. There are spiritual things you carry that cure those Satan. Hallelujah. So he gave them what? A responsibility to make student of all who believe in the gospel. Also, the word matatis was derived from the Greek word matatio. Now is M-A-N-T-H-A-N-O. You know, the other one was M-A-T-H-E-T-E-S. But this one is M-A-N, then T-H-N-O-N-O, A-N-O. So the letter deal with a process of learning. The process of learning, which implies that there is a curriculum. There is a curriculum. You don't just not everything you start learning. There's a curriculum. There is a curriculum. That's what you are to pay attention to learn. Glory to God. Jesus commanded them to make disciples by teaching, which is training. Teaching and training them. Don't forget that he was speaking to his disciple. He was speaking to his disciple. Hence, he laid down an example for them by precepts and by example. So, there is how to train. He instructed them on what to teach, how to teach, and where to teach from. That is very instructive. He instructed them on what to teach, how to teach. Anytime you see me emphasizing on something, if I set an exam for you, it must come out. He instructed them on what to teach, how to teach, and where to teach from. Observe that Luke recorded that he taught them 40 days after resurrection. So, what then could he be telling them to teach? And from where should they be teaching from? In Acts chapter 1 verse 2, until the day in which he was taken up, after that he through the Holy Ghost had given commandment unto the apostle whom he had chosen, to whom also he showed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. And being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which said he, ye have heard of me. For John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. Not many days hence. When they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? So all this teaching, you guys didn't understand. Wow. And he said unto them, it is not for you to know the time or the season which the Father had put in his own power. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in Judea and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. Verse 9, and when he has spoken these words, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. Notice the response of the apostles immediately. He ascended. You will observe how Peter was referencing, teaching, and explaining the Old Testament scripture just like Jesus. I show you now. Acts chapter 1, verse 12. Then returned they unto Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is from Jerusalem a Sabbath day, like a day journey. And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room where abode both Peter and John and James and John and Andrew, Philip, Thomas, Bartholomew, Matthew, James, the son of Alphaeus, and Simon. Simeon and Judah, his brother James. These all continue with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women and the mother and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brethren. And in those days, Peter stood up in the midst of the disciple and said, the number of the named together were about 120. Men and brethren, the scripture must needs have been fulfilled, which the Holy Ghost by the mouth of David spake before concerning Judas, which was guided to them that took Jesus. For he was numbered with us and had obtain part this ministry. Now this man purchased a feed with the reward of iniquity, and falling headlong, he burst asunder in the midst, and all his boys gushed out. And it was known unto all the dwellers in Jerusalem, inasmuch as they feared is called, the feed is called in their proper tongue, the place of what? The feet of blood. Are you serious? All right. Because of our time, let's rush and see. Oh my God. I want to show you something quickly now. Don't forget, we are observing the mission of Jesus. Look at John chapter 21, verse 15. I just cut off that long ready now. When they had died, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonah, lovest thou me more than this? He said unto him, I'm reading John 21, verse 15. Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He said unto him, feed my lambs. Feed them, Jesus said. In verse 16, he said to him again the second time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? He said unto him, yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He said unto him, feed my sheep. Verse 17, he said unto him the third time, Simon, son of Jonah, lovest thou me? Peter was grieved because he said unto him the third time, lovest thou me? And he said unto him, Lord, thou knowest all things. This time around, it's not that I know. You know all things. In case you doubt my love, check it. Thou knowest that I love thee. Jesus said unto him, feed my sheep. Now the word feed in verse 15 was translated from the Greek word, I spell it for you, B-O-S-K-O. B-O-S-K-O. Bosco. B-O-S-K-O. Which implies to pasture. By extension, the fodder, to gaze or to gazed. However, the word was translated from the was translated as feed. In verse 16 and verse 17 was the Greek word. I spelled this one for you again. P-O-I-M-A-I-N-O. I spell again. P-O-I-M-A-I-N-O. Do you get that? P-O-I-M-A-I-N-O. Taken? It means to tend or to tend as a shepherd or a supervisor. A shepherd or a supervisor. Now, quickly, we are going to see. So, Jesus gave Peter instruction to be a shepherd, ultimately a pastor, and provide oversight function to his disciples. Are you still there? So this is why, or that was why Peter was, even though he was so outspoken, but there was Jesus made him an authority over the rest. So he spoke on their behalf. He was considered to be an elder, one that will take oversight. Just like you have campus coordinators today, and you have our church pastor, district pastors, at the headquarters here, you have zonal pastor, you have state coordinators, and you have regional coordinator, national coordinator, global coordinator. That's how we have. All these are level of authority, oversight over the entire work. And Papa, in his wisdom, has made this easier so that the work can thrive. Praise God. In setting this leadership in place to collaborate with him in order to achieve the plan of redeeming men from the destruction of the wicked one. Glory to God. I say glory to God. So he made him a pastor, a shepherd, and to provide oversight function to his disciple. So someone must be in charge in the local assembly or local church. Someone must be in charge. Don't say pastor city, everybody is the same. No, there is a pastor in charge. There is leadership. So someone must be in charge of the local church, of the local assembly. The pastor is in charge, and that is the order. So Paul, in his letter to the Corinth, shows that preaching the gospel is God's choice. Preaching the gospel is God's choice, God's pattern for his mission in the earth. I'd like to take that again. Pay attention. In Paul's letter to the Corinthian church, shows that preaching the gospel is God's choice, God's pattern for his mission in the earth. We see that in 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 21. For after that, in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not to please God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. 1 Corinthians 1:21. God wants the gospel to be preached to all men, and for the men to come to the knowledge of the same truth. Jesus instructed his disciple to preach and train men to do the same thing. That was the instruction. To go out there and make disciples. It was to train men. To preach and to train men. Make them do the same work he was doing. The mission of Jesus. The work of ministry. In Matthew 28 verse 18 to 20 we read that. Mark 16, 15 to 18. All this there. John 20, 19 to 24. You see all this. Jesus instructing the disciple. Under the supervision and control of men, he has given the responsibility in the local assembly. So there are men that oversee. There are men that are in charge. Therefore, the ministry of Jesus is preaching and making disciples, which is exactly what he did and instruct his disciples to do the same. So the mission of Jesus was preaching and teaching, healing all that were oppressed of the devil, casting out devils. And like I said, that was what he did when he was here. Exactly what he was doing. And instruct his disciples to do the same. Now the labor in ministry. The labor in ministry. There is a labor. Ministry is not sweet. It's not milk and butter. Ministry is labor. You can see how our Father is laboring. My dear, I'm here to see a preacher that run ministry the way our Father is running. I've never seen a minister, I'm here to see, that will preach for 30 days, morning and evening. Morning and evening for 30 days. And when we are done, enter another 1 week of homecoming. Preaching. Teaching. That means this man is intentional. And what is his intent? To raise you and I to do the same thing that he's doing all over the world. Which is the instruction of Jesus to his disciples. Are you still here? That is a fact. Hallelujah. So, the labor in ministry. There's labor. Help me tap somebody by the shoulder. Say, there is labor. As far as ministry is concerned, in fact, look at him. Even if it's your landlord, the one who has your house rent here. Tell him, look at him, eyeball to eyeball. Say, ministry is labor. Ministry is labor. How can it be asking your house rent here? Nah, it won't work now. We're in school. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God uses men. Don't forget where we began from. Men, we include male and what? God uses male or men. Male and female, to fulfill his mission on earth. So, there is no gender barrier. There's no gender barrier here. God uses male and female to carry out his mission or fulfill his mission on earth. Record that his will is for all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. Ezekiel 33 verse 11. Ezekiel 33 verse 11. Say unto them, as I live, saith the Lord God, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but that the wicked turn from his way and live. Turn ye from your evil ways. For why will ye die, O house of Israel? That's what Ezekiel prayed. This was Ezekiel in his prophecy, speaking to the children of Israel. 33 verse 11. And in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believe on him shall not perish, but we have what? Everlasting life. 1 Timothy chapter 2 verse 3. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God, our Savior. Verse 4. Who will have all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth, the will of God on earth. And is using you, all of us, to carry out this mission on earth. We keep saying it, and we will keep saying it till Jesus comes. We will say it so much that when you wake up in the morning, all you just be doing is souls, 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 souls. Praise God. Here in the headquarters, if you come and see us, it's only this period of 30 days we slow down. Ask anybody. It is evangelizing every day. Two of us. Power City. Headquarter people. Is it not every day? Every day. And in my own zone, we have study center, discipleship center, central discipleship. Whereby the moment they are saved, we don't waste time. Get them filled and start discipling them. There is one just there. One center. And all these centers, I found them one by one. I go out there, find them, put them there, and they are walking. Go the other side, find it, put them there, they are walking. Go another place. And we all have all these districts put together. 6 districts. Glory to God. Glory. Ministry is labor. Ministry is what? Labor. 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 One man came around and said he want to walk. God asked him to come and walk with Papa. I said, okay, since God have the one who sent you, who am I to say no? I wasn't there. Sir, see you walk. See you walk. When we are in church, we don't see him. I start calling his number. Sir, walk is on. Walk is on. Sir. I'm coming. You know, something happened that I said, in this walk, things don't happen. This walk, things don't happen. No. This is how we are here. Leave whatever you are doing now and come. This is how you don't understand. I cut the call. Because that is a waste of time. What am I going to understand? Call Papa and tell him like that. Say, you, Papa, you don't understand. This is. Finally, he now came. In one of the Tuesday meeting, he came around, just like B-boy, look at what we are doing. He said, you mean we'll be like this from morning till evening? I said, yes. We don't go anywhere, we'll stay here till evening. And in the evening, that's when Papa come to minister to them. I said, wow. I said, my God, how do you eat? I said, how do they eat? As you eat, lasso. You know, many people think that it's just when you come and say, God has you, you wow us. We just, oh God. We will take you through. Gideon say, how many of you? I'm not saying God didn't call you. You say people call you to go for this battle. No problem. Let's go to the water and did a run and run some tests. Some say, now what happened is? And the others were leaking and their eyes were this. These are the guys. With that multitude, just few people that went for the war. Glory to God. Labor. 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 My dear, labor. Even on Sunday, we are working. Sunday to Sunday, we are working. And sometime you close. As we close, we'll be the last ones to go. And by the time we go, we'll come back. Maybe around 4 or 5, we've done some discipleship on Sunday. As soon as it is 7, we start rushing. And that one, till Baba say, go home. You dare not go. That one, I find it difficult at first time. Say Sunday that would have chill and whatever, but I just put the people. No chilling at all. I have lost my life mentally. The way I run, it has gone. He has collected it. Praise God. So right now, he like I want to do the. I just discovered that he's strange. He's not just working. So I have to like go and take excuse. Sir. And there's a blank body we give you. You will conclude this one won't work. Praise God. Why? Because you follow through, you've understand. And I will repeat it again. Because it's not everything a father will tell you. Glory to God. There is work. Before I came in here, I do the work the way I want to run it. At my own pace and time. And I discovered that ministry is not run that way. The father's business require haste. I said, He told me that. The father business. He said, check your Bible. Require haste. I said, haste. To where? Praise God. Haste? And I discovered truly it requires haste. Because so many people out there. Beloved brother, there is work. There is work. So you go back to your campus. It's not the time to flex around and all that. Whatever. Nobody say you shouldn't move. But please make sure that the work. You are actually involved 24/7. And you are doing your best. And raising people. In the same. And you know what? This work is easier when you raise people. I'm telling you. This work is easier when you raise people. Imagine if Baba was to do everything. Just imagine that. Is to preach. Huh? Let's leave the work, maybe ushering and all that. No, let's leave all this one. I mean, he preach, he do discipleship, he take prayers. By now would I be helping when we stick? Praise God. But thank God, the Lord of the harvest. He said, pray the Lord of the harvest that he may send laborers, because the harvest is huge. So your coming in is a prayer, and don't hinder this prayer. Do you understand what I say?
Yes, sir.
You were praying to be here. So if you are not doing the work, you are hindering our prayer. You are the reason why our prayer is not answered. And if you are a such one, repent today so that our prayer can flow very well. Get involved. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Yes. The prayer has to be answered. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. God desired that all should be saved. And this is achieved by the agency of men via preaching. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 18. For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness. But unto us who are saved, it is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, and I will bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. Where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the dispute of this world? Had not God made foolish the wisdom of this world? For after that, in the wisdom of God, the word by wisdom knew not God. It pleased God by the foolishness of the preaching to save them that believe. Hence, we, meaning every believer, are to preach. Romans 10 verse 30, verse 13, we say, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. But he has a question. How then shall they call him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in whom, in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring good and bring glad tidings of good things. The word preacher used here is the Greek word keruso. I spell that for you again. K-E-R-U-S-S-O. 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 Keruso. It implies to have heard as a town crier, you know, announcing. The preacher's job is to announce the person of Christ. In this case, the divine truth is what he announced, the gospel. To preach, to proclaim, to publish good news. These are the strong words that actually it refers to. To preach, to proclaim, to publish good news or news. So the gospel is a good news. At 20 verse 28, take heed therefore unto yourself and to all the flock over thee which the Holy Ghost had made you overseer to feed the church of God which he has purchased with his own blood. That is the job of a pastor. The job of a minister is to make sure he feed. Now listen, you are fed to feed. Oh, come on, you didn't hear that. You are fed to feed. The reason why you are eating enough, getting all this, is to go and feed them. Teaching them to observe whatsoever thing I have commanded you. You are fed to feed them. That's why you shouldn't keep this knowledge and sit on it. Revelation knowledge, you sit on it. You sit on it. No. Go out there. Teach. Don't sit on it. The terms take heed was translated from the Greek word. I spell for you now. P-R-O-P-R-O-S-E-C-H-O. Yeah, I come again, right? Huh? Okay. P-R-O-S-E-C-H-O. Proscho. It implies to hold the mind towards something. To hold the mind towards something. That is, pay attention to. Be conscious about. Apply oneness to it. Adhere to it, to give attendance, to be given to have regard. Now, the tense flock was translated from the Greek word paimeno. Now, I spell this for you: P-O-I-M-N-I-O-N. I spell again. We are looking at the word flock, translated from the Greek word. P-O-I-M-N-I-O-N. Referring to a group of believers. Flocks. Referring to a group of believers, which he later called the Church of God in the same breath. The Church of God in the same breath. He later called the Church of God in the same breath. Remember, in the book of Acts of the Apostles, they were called believers, 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 believers. They were just moving, believers, multiplying, believers, until they graduated to a place when they were begin to call disciples. So growth, growth. The word flock. Now, we have also explained that the word overseer was translated from the Greek word episcopal. I spelled that E-P-I-S-K-O-P-O-S. Episcopos. Now E-P-I-S-K-O-P-O-S. I take it again. E-P-I-S-K-O-P-O-S. Take him. Which actually speak of a superintendent. That is a Christian officer in general. A Christian officer in general. Charge of a local church or a bishop. So all our coordinators are bishops. Do you understand? That's why all my local government people, I know the ones I call bishop guy, I know those ones are working. Amen. Because it's all about the work, it's not title. So when I call them bishop, it's not because of title, but because of the work, for their work's sake. And the Bible says, esteem them. Hallelujah. And I know in the student ministry here, we have a lot of bishops. I think Ruth is not here, right? Oliver is one of the bishops. Praise God. Hey, as I see all these bishops. With that choir rope. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. Glory to God. I say glory to God. All right. Are we together? Now, let's look at something quickly in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 2. Still talking about feed the flock. Feed the flock of God which is among you. Where are they? Among us. Taking the oversight thereof, not by constraint, but willingly, not for to look at, but of a ready mind. So that is how we do the work. Don't forget, we're talking about labor. That is how we do the work. We make sure that it is all about doing the work effectively. Oliver. Answer this call. Glory to God. I said, glory to God. All right. Now he said, but of a ready mind. So there is how we do the work, a ready mind. You know, Papa told us something, and I am so, from the first day he said that, I think of that word and I pay attention to it, and I know it's true. He said, you can deceive me, but you cannot deceive the anointing. So, if you are doing this work, whether you are here or the international people, you are doing this work with a biased mind. You want to use or start your work. Oh boy. Nobody is going to curse you or say anything. But I tell you, you will just jam rock. because you don't use another man's block to build your house. In my few time in ministry, I have seen people of such that doesn't go anywhere, and I can count and mention names in this nation. They don't go anywhere. Sometimes it look like, ooh, they rise. Just give it a time. It is dangerous. That's why in Papa counseling, he will always tell you, if you are in a church where you are no longer comfortable by virtue of this message, quietly, even with an offering, greet them, bye-bye. Praise God. And go far. Go far. And don't take anybody along, because you don't use another man's block to build your house. It's stealing. In fact, sheep stealing. What did I call it? Sheep stealing. They are gosh. They are that man's sheep. Sheeps. You went and steal his sheep. Sheep stealing. And that's what many pastors are doing. Sheep stealing. You see a building. Three church will be there. And the other one will then look. Don't know what to do, how to steal those one. You go and buy heavy instrument. Heavy. And when he put it on the ground, and they will start praying. And before, when they pray like that, the other people will say, power not there here. That's where power there. They change. They cross carpet. Not knowing that it's not power, it's mic and speakers. It's not power. Hallelujah. Excuse me, I've been around. I know of men of God that we even say increase the volume. If the volume is not, what is wrong with it? Increase the volume. Let us increase it and tear the speaker goodbye again. Just to make sure that the other people, either they give up or they. Then you wonder the God we are all taking the worship to. You see that? Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. So that responsibility of reaching out to people with the gospel for them to be saved and bringing them to the knowledge of the truth is what is called the labor of ministry. Please pay attention. We are talking about what is called the labor of ministry. I will take it again. Like Papa will say, if you want to sleep, sleep now. Sleep and snore very well. Then and meet me in exam. That responsibility of reaching out to people with the gospel for them to be saved and bringing them to the knowledge of the truth is what is called the labor in ministry. That responsibility of reaching out to people with the gospel for them to be saved and bring them to the knowledge of the truth is what is called the labor in ministry, which Jesus has heard of the church handed over, or as the head of the church handed over to the apostle, and then to us today via the local church. With Jesus, the head of the church handed over to the apostle, and then to us today via the local church. This is the mission. This is God's intention from the beginning and has never changed. And his method is the same. Has never changed. Papa said something yesterday in Ask the Counselor that struck me very strongly. And I'd like you to benefit from it. They ask a question, a kind of like this assumption that, oh, what about those who actually were not opportune to hear this gospel and now they are no more? And Papa said that in theology we call it what? Assumption. Assumption. So you don't assume. Because the same thing that was preached, that is preaching now, was preached to Adam. The thing struck. Come. Yes. Even though there was no JESUS, but there was a communication to Adam that Adam understood, that Abraham understood in their days. Yes. Are you still here? Uh-huh. And then you will say to me, okay, fine. You know, and they were Jews, so there was somebody who could read it. What about those our forefathers who were not opportune for missionary to even come to them or invite? They didn't know anything, my dear. Through that idol worshiping of that your father, there was a message. Excuse me. Is it not in idol worship that the priest to Abraham? Talk to me. Is it not in idol worship? How many of you know that even those our forefathers, as those who were worshiping idol, there were this fear of God in them, not in their charm or whatever, that they say, even till today, is still in my place. When you go to somebody's farm, then you pluck some corn, you eat, it's not stealing. But when you gather it to go and sell, you stole. I'm just giving an example. And there are some like that. And some of them will lift their eyes like David. I lift up my eyes unto the hill, the God of our fathers. Did you hear that language? The God of our fathers. That means there is a God who instituted this thing that our fathers are worshiping. But they don't know that God. Paul came among such people and met them. He said, how did he put that word? Unknown God. That was idol worshiping. Unknown God. They don't know him. Praise God. I say, praise God. What led me to that? That the mission of God has not changed from the beginning. The method has not changed. He uses men to communicate his message. His intention is to save man through preaching of the gospel and bring them to the knowledge of God's word, to the intent that they stand to carry out God's mission in the earth. Hence, this is achieved through and in the local church. Now, the work of the ministry is in and out of season. In and out of season. The work of ministry is in and out of season. Jesus instruction after his resurrection provide understanding into God's plan now and always. The word of God remain the boundaries and the yardstick for all that is taught and practiced by disciples, by believers, that is the church. I like that, and please take that, it's very important. That the word of God remain the boundaries. Not that you will stay and say, you know, okay, look at it. Somebody replied, Baba, and said, in fact, not just somebody, the crime prophet, say that, Baba, he know if you go to Israel, there are spiritual items everywhere in Israel. Spiritual items everywhere. I now said, apart from times in Israel, he said that, what do you call him? Peter shadow was healing the sick. Why we say the word of God is the boundary? Healing the sick. The handkerchief of Paul, miracle. Jesus used clay. You see, all these are spiritual items. Now listen. If they are spiritual items, why are you selling them? Because there was no boundary. He picked spiritual item. He added on, he added his own. He improved. Are you see what I'm telling you? So there is a boundary. The word of God remains the boundary and the yardstick. The boundary, the yardstick for all that is taught and practiced by believers. So we don't do whatever that is not of God. And we were not told that to start selling perfume. And because there's no boundary, he has moved from which one did he do that time that Baba say? From soap, he has moved to stone. To hook. And the worst of all is the book of life. Jeremiah, that is an illiterate, he is writing, we should buy the book of life that he wrote, that he can't read the sentence of Bible fluently. For 13 years he has been preaching. He didn't know what Matthew 7 verse 1 say. And he's writing the book of life that you should buy. How gullible can that be? Natural sense would tell me, see, this one is not academic. He can't write what I will listen to. Because even the tenses, na bokuswa. It will not even have full stop. Now we just the go. Carry the go. Jeremiah carrying the go. Not us, not them. Glory to God. This knowledge is sweet. Every day I'm proud of my father. I love my father. I love Dr. Abed Amina. And you know what? When you love him, you do what he said. Hallelujah. And his heartbeat is God's heartbeat. Raising disciples. Not every day you come, Papa, we love you. Papa, we love you. Papa, we love you. One disciple you don't have. Papa, we love you. Thank you for what you are doing. If not for you, we would have been useless. As he has raised you, raise others. As he has shown you love, show to others. It is not saying it. I hardly go to him and say, Papa, I love you. For what now? I just do what the love said. He's not saying. He's tired of saying it. Me, even if he have not said so, I tire for him. Do the work. Jesus said, if you love me, do what? Did he say, she say, Jesus, I love you. You do well, I thank you. And you can see that the love is selfish. You don't make my lap. You see the love? I want to praise you forever. Oh. Glory to God. Matthew 28 verse 18. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, and teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I've commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. He retracted that also in Mark chapter 16, verse 16:15. And he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. If they drink any deadly things, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hand on the sick and they shall recover. So then, after the Lord has spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven and sat on the right hand of God, and they went up and preached everywhere. After that instruction, they didn't went home. They were on the go. That's what I want to tell you. After Jesus had said that last word to them, they enter everywhere, everywhere, everywhere. Hey, listen, before you go back to your location where you come from, anywhere you are, listen, you must ransack this Akwa Ibom State here with the gospel. I was telling Dr. Gabriel, I said, we are tired of this circle here, this place. We have done evangelism. They have heard us very well. Let's go somewhere. Huh? Which one be? We have combo run this mountain too long. Even God told them, say, you have combo run this mountain. Turn the other side. Turn the other side. Glory to God. I am telling you, there are people that are waiting for us somewhere, somewhere, somewhere. I'm telling you, somewhere, somewhere, somewhere at Oron Road. Somewhere at, where? Ukanafo. You know, somewhere at Ibesibo, somewhere at Etina, somewhere at Una, at Ikotebene. Hey, Ikotebene is very, now listen, if there's any place you should go, is Ikotebene. That place is too ripe. Hey, I'm telling you, it's my plan. Let's finish homecoming. I'm going to take all missionaries. We just go there and ransack, because we want to open up that town. We want to open up that town. That town is too big for us to just be hearing our voice in a small corner. No! A multitude of people is the king's honor. Glory to God. Huh? We will go there. We'll go there. I just say, just go here, go to Richway, come back, you branch, you buy biscuit, go to this side, come, go back, go other side. Ah, no. Praise God. Even the people, they are tired with us. If we are coming like this, they are afraid. This will have come. Let's go there, let's go. We load people, put inside the bus. Bus. Today we are going to Susu place. Imagine the number here. Land at Ikotebene with our bus. The pastor there will know that work don't come for him. I'm telling you the truth. See, I'm speaking by the Spirit. Today is Thursday. We are going there on Friday. Glory to God. I will just tell Baba, I say, Baba, we are tired of just this Randy. We want to go that place. Amen. What are you saying? He said, begin at Jerusalem. There you should move where? Judea. From Judea. Samaria. Every time Jerusalem. Every time Jerusalem. No. Glory to God. I say, glory to God. Imagine the impact. Even somebody today came to the office there and some Ikotebene. Listen, if you see where target is, you go there. That's the way I do. He that wins so is wise. The number of people we get from that area on Tuesday, some of you who are counselor here know, is much. It's a sign that we are called to do something in that place. Hallelujah. Imagine where you are staying, that your hostel, that area, Ifayo, you just, or New Jerusalem, right? You just tumble there. Hey, before homecoming, we are going to do some stuff. Glory to God. You know, the state is under me, right? I knows the map. We ransack and check the place. Turn the whole place. Bring it. I may not know how to call name, but I know the direction. Praise God. The names are always difficult for me, but if you say this is the area, I know the area. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. So we are to go there to do the work, carry out all what the Father will have us do at this time. Now I'm going to run up on this angle and then show you some few things. Observe the word, you know, here. Teach all nations, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Go ye into the world and preach the gospel to every creature. They went forth and preached everywhere. In response to that instruction, they went out. They went out and they were preaching everywhere. Glory to God. I say glory to God. Quickly, let me just touch on these few one and then we go. The role of prayer in the work of ministry. The role of prayer in the work of ministry. We just touch that and before we round up the class. The role of prayer in the work of ministry. Let's examine the role of prayer in the work of ministry. The Lord Jesus was given to prayer. He was given to what? To prayer. In Luke chapter 3 verse 21, now when all the people were baptized, it came to pass that Jesus also being baptized and praying, the heaven was opened and the Holy Ghost descended in a bodily shape like a dove upon him, and a voice came from heaven which said, thou art my beloved son, in thee I am well pleased. And Jesus himself began to be about 30 years of age, being, as was supposed, the son of Joseph, which was the son of Hill. Now listen, the Bible tells us, you know the story very well, this was at the point that he came to the river, right? And at that river Jordan, the Bible said John, you know, the Baptist baptized him. While he was there, the Bible tells us that the heavens opened and a voice spoke, this is my beloved son. A voice gave credence to the ministry of Jesus. Now listen, don't forget, all that happened because there was a prayer. Jesus prayed. They prayed. They prayed. Jesus was given to prayer. He was given to prayer. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. And from that day that the heavens opened, it has never closed. So it will be a fatal error for any man to come and say, today is a covenant day of open heaven. Covenant day. You are who entered the covenant. Only you. Of open heaven. It has never closed. Jesus opened it. The heaven closed. Because there was no relationship between man and God. But when Jesus came, he opened up the heaven. For many years in the dark age, God spoke. I heard that. This is my beloved son. Does that sound like what Hebrews chapter 1 verse 1 and 2 to 3 say? At sovereign time. But in this last day. Some people are muttering this word. Learn to cram scripture. I was telling them in the discipleship, if it is one, don't touch and go. Touch and go scripture. Stay with one. If it's three, just stay with three. 1 week. Just that's what you just be talking about. That's what we'll just be talking about. Before you know, the three are stay. 1 week, three. 1 week, three. I'm telling you, in 1 month, you've gotten. That's how to get scripture in your head. I remember those days in Sunday school when they would be teaching us Sunday school, they would teach us how, you know, to cram the book of the Bible. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, number, you know, just to make you understand the sequence of the scriptures. Don't stay in hell. There's no way you say, go to the book of Habakkuk and I will still be looking for it in John. For waiting now. Or in 1 Peter or Colossians. Habakkuk. When I know it's almost the closure of the Old Testament. No. Those things are very important. Those are the training Papa is hammering on. You must give yourself to. And you must get close to people. So Jesus prayed. He was given to prayer. So give yourself. Do you remember what the early church said? We will give ourselves to prayer and to the ministry of the world. We will. It was a voluntary thing. He said, you take charge of tables. But for us, leave the ministry of the word and prayer for us. So at John Baptist, Jesus was found praying. At the baptism of John, Jesus was found what? Praying. Right at the beginning of his ministry. This was seen before Jesus started public ministry. So that means even before he was publicly known and started his public ministry, he prayed. He belted his ministry through prayer. Listen, Papa has told us that prayer power is ministry power. If you don't pray as a pastor, as a minister, you are just an ordinary lecturer. Without prayer as a pastor, you are a lecturer. It doesn't matter your CJCs. Because what transmits the word into the peoples is the power of God. The Bible tells us that the heart of Lydia was open. It was not God who went and forced him, but prayer rearranged the situation. If you are not given to prayer, ministry will be hard for you. What did I say? I'm telling you the truth. If you are not given to prayer, ministry will be hard. Okute, it will be hard for you. It will be hard for you. But when you are given to prayer, I'm telling you, ministry come with ease. Even utterances, you have it always. Supply. But I know for you, you are given to prayers. I know you are given to prayers. Do we pray at all? Do we pray? And that's why ministry must prosper in your hand. Amen. Oh, come on, you didn't say loud amen. Amen. I say because you pray, ministry will prosper in your hand. Amen. And I therefore declare from henceforth, as you go out there and preach to men and women, they are saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. Amen. I therefore declare that every step you take, the Lord will be with you with signs and wonder following. In the name of Jesus. Amen. I therefore declare over you today, ministry prosper in your hand. Amen. This your hand, you will use it to raise disciples. Amen. Say, by this hand, I raise disciples. I heal the sick. I raise the dead. I preach the gospel. In the name of Jesus. By this hand, I raise disciples. I preach the gospel. I affect my community and my nation and my territory in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray that prayer now. Zatoko shoto balananga. Elebo shataya da 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 da. Oh shatabaladia. Pelum brude sikataya. Shatabalabada da 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 da. Oh, glory, 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 glory. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Amen. Bless. Bless. Glory to God. Woo! Any question? Please sit. Let me just use the few minutes I have to just take question. And this question, direct, and we take them. Quickly, quickly, question. Show up here quickly. Amen.
All right. Thank you, sir, for the opportunity. Thank you. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for the privilege once again. Because I want to find out, because you actually emphasize much more evangelism. So I want to know, actually, when we go for evangelism, is it really proper that we put on, mostly as a lady, I put on something very tight, like tight trousers and maybe body hug and probably expose my figure and then go over evangelism? What I'm asking is because a lot of us have started having the challenges. We go out because of our outfit, our outlook, people have not really probably given us their audience. So is it proper to go that way? Based on the fact that these are locality, a lot of people are yet to come to this knowledge. Is it proper?
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Dressing like Papa has taught is cultural. There's nothing wrong a woman putting up a trouser, because women trouser is not men trouser. Okay. It's just that we have a community and people who are yet to expose. Listen, if I put you this your trouser now, this one, you will know. She go tear her. I will tear her. So it can't even fit me. Don't walk. Because there's a shape God has given to you. Adam saw it and said, hey, woo, what? This shall be called woman. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
So, truth be told, Paul says something, even if it is the meat you are eating that will make someone to actually have, you know, this, he said, keep it. Now, we are going to go into that in the coming days. There are sacrifices we must make in saving others. Not because it's wrong, but because they don't have the same understanding like us. Whatever that will cause us to go into preaching to them and we end up become an argument, an offense, we can decide to keep. Then you can wear it other time. But any day you want to go for evangelism, I am saying, if it become a, if it's putting up a resistance in that place where you are, you can as well give it up. Amen?
Amen.
And preach. When you are done with your evangelism and all that, there are many days you will wear trousers. You can always wear. Amen.
Amen.
That is our humble advice, so that the work of God will not be hindered. Praise God. That is cancelled. But if it is okay, where are, why not? For it is therefore, there is therefore now no condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set us free from the law of sin and death. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Answer your question?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon.
Thank you for the teaching. Please, I have a question and I need clarity. The first one is that the Israelites...
Can we be calm? We are still in class.
The Israelites, having understood the communication of Moses, and like Jesus said in his parable in John, Matthew 13, verse 19, and that the gospel, when it's communicated and once understand, that brings salvation. Now the Israelites, they understood Moses' communication and the language and everything. So my question is, why did they not believe, having understood the communication of Moses? That's one. Then the second one is, if we go out and preach to people and they are saved, Now, because we know that we have so many churches around now, not like in the days of the early church, that we didn't have churches around. So anyone that was one, or those believers, they could readily come with the disciples, or with the apostle or disciple to a gathering, and they could be disciples. Now, if you go and preach to somebody that has his or her church, then is it right for you to maybe use this our discipleship manual to disciple them, even though they have not come to our church? Can you disciple them wherever they are with our discipleship manual?
Praise God. All right, let's begin with the discipleship, because I'm very interested in that. You can do that. The thing is that they are saved. But one thing about this discipleship, the moment we start discipleship with you, and the things you believe in that place does not tally, and you are seeing the truth, you become a register in that church. You'll be doing mark, you'll be marking script of that pastor. It won't be long, you believe. Knowing that, you do not worry. Keep discipling that person. Listen, parsity is not we want to go there and pull the people come to our church who are already in church. We teach them the word. We allow them to make their choice. But those one who don't even know what salvation is, and we give birth to them. We are the one that gave birth to them. No woman give birth and allow a person to train. We move them to the church. Are you with me? He may be a church goer, but he has not understood salvation. But there are those who are actually, who may not actually understand the gospel properly. But by your coming, you help them to understand the word salvation. And I will tell you, say, yeah, now I get it. Thank you. I understand. And I understand. I have the assurance now who I am. But I can't go with you now because I'm committed. For instance, I'm a deacon in my church, or I'm an elder, or I'm a choir member. I can't leave. If you suggest discipleship and he say yes, jump at it quick. Let him be going to that church. When he come back, disciple. He go, he come back, disciple. You know what you are doing? They put nonsense, you uproot it. You put good one. They put nonsense, you uproot it, you put good one. A day is going to come, he's going to say, sir, let's go to your church. I've had them many, many in this church. Many. Many. Praise God. I know somebody who was very, is an elderly person in, what do you call it, in assembly. Elderly. But it was not easy. It was not easy. He even accused Papa. When Papa is the reason for this prosperity gospel. Now he say he has seen light. Nothing he didn't say. He said, have you been here for how long now? I said, that is not important. He said, I know you've not been long. I know that man. Who I know him. I will keep quiet. He go talk. I won't answer that side. I will go to salvation that brought me. After a while, he said, you know you're a good person, right? I said, am I good? I said, you are just speaking like Nicodemus. For no one good except God. So, I knew I'm targeting something. And where he got the thing that turned his head around, it was when I brought the issue of the baptism of water. My brother, he saw it clear. He called his wife. His wife was stubborn. He said, I lie. It's like they're giving you that thing they're giving them. They're giving you the thing they're giving them. What Damina is giving to this people, he has given you. I tell you, from the first step, let's not allow this man to be coming to this house. I'm there, I'm standing there. It's not there at my back, I'm standing there. I've told you before, this is the wife talking. So I said, madam, think about it. I'll come next time. I was patient. Meet me personally. I will show you the person. He's in church. Then both of you will talk. You will hear what he will tell you. He's in church. Here. It's an elderly person. So you have to, just like that, teach him. Now, Israel believed, or rather they understood Moses. But why did they not believe? I don't know what you ask. Because their heart was hardened. Who hardened their heart? Themselves. Man has been given the willpower to choose whatever he wants to choose. Are you getting me, sir? The same thing you are accusing of Israel today is what we are still seeing now. Are there no pastors that are hearing this thing and they have remained that? No, we must collect tithe. We must be collecting tithe. We must baptize people. We must do. They know, they've heard, they have been taught. Are you getting me now? But they stay there. But it's just for a while. But do you know, as meek as Moses, Moses said, in fact, these people are stiff-necked. In fact, angry of Moses, saying, in fact, hey, let ground open and let them. God, you can start another generation from somewhere. These people, they are not better people. So they had, they understood the communication, but never have the understanding of the message. There are two things. You understand the communication, but you never understood what the message is. Because these people, they have eye, not see. Hear, not understand. Heart, cannot conceive. Are you still here? So that was why all that was happened. But God was patient with them. But you see, at the long run, those who understand, difference started coming. At least there were those who entered the Cana, and there were those who perished on the way. Are you getting now? Because the same message that was preached to Adam was what was preached to his children. Abel believed. Cain did not. That's how it is. Thank you. Glory to God. Amen. All right, let's receive our cross rep, Pastor Ben.
Praise God. Please, let's take our seat for a few minutes, like 2 minutes. We are out of here. The following persons, please pay attention. You need to meet Pastor Moyo letters tomorrow morning.